More than a dozen dead common murres washed up on the beach in front of Haines on Tuesday, part of an unsettling trend happening across the state. According to biologists, the seabirds are starving to death. Haines' Tim Ackerman was out for one of his usual walks on the beach on Tuesday when he noticed something a little unusual. Dead seabirds.
I counted about 14 of them between the cruise ship dock and the harbor. There was actually some inside the harbor too up on the beach.
He says when he saw the first dead murre, he didn't think much of it. It had been partially devoured and, as there usually are around here, eagles lurked close by.
I counted probably 3 to 4 of them that were still whole. Then I knew that they weren't prey. They were the starving birds that have been all over the state.
Rob Kaler is a biologist specializing in seabirds with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Migratory Bird Management Division. He says in the past few weeks alone, the conservative estimate for dead murres washing up on Alaska shores is up to 10,000. The birds are starving to death, a cascading effect of warmer ocean water, he says. Kaler explains that the mixing of cold and warm water raises nutrients like plankton closer to the surface. When the water stays warm, that doesn't happen, which impacts the entire food chain.
NOAA also reported this to be an unusual mortality event year for whales as well. So we're seeing, we're seeing effects of this throughout the food web.
Reports of dead murres started coming into wildlife officials in March, he says, with the numbers picking up in November and again over the Christmas break.
I think what we had there was a pretty severe storm that pushed birds that were already kind of towing the edge. Just kind of push them over that breaking point in terms of, succumbing to the elements, not having the metabolic needs met.
Kaler says he's gotten reports of emaciated dead birds as far south as Sitka and as far west as Chignik Bay and on Alaska. He says of all the birds they've studied, no poisons or toxins have been found. The murres' stomachs are completely empty, Kaler says. Common murres eat between 10 and 30% of their body weight each day, which equates to between 90 and 300 fish.
It's really been kind of peaked in the Gulf of Alaska, northern Gulf of Alaska, Cook Inlet, Whittier, Seward, and then reports from Valdez, as well as now Haines, and then Sitka would be kind of the broad range.
The overall impact this die-off will have on the total population is unknown. Kaler says there are 2.8 million common murres in Alaska. If these deaths continue to occur and include lots of adult females in their breeding peaks, then it's possible, he says. And while the number of deaths this year are unusually high, murre die-offs have happened in the past. Kaler says they're mostly related to El Nino.
But in terms of saying that this could have population-level impacts, we hope it won't, but we intend to monitor and see. So our efforts right now are really focused on just trying to quantify the magnitude of this event, as well as capture the geographic scope, how wide is this occurring, and then the duration, how long.
In Haines, local bird expert Pam Randles called the discovery upsetting. She said the murres were feeding in Portage Cove and Lutak Inlet last week.
And so they're trying to find food in here, which is not their normal habitat.
Not only is the bird die-off unsettling, the implications are scary, Randles says.
Our salmon eat that stuff, and who knows what else is dying off or starving or having trouble.
Norm Hughes has been commercial fishing in Alaska for more than 30 years. He says last season saw skinnier fish, up to 20% smaller.
The fish came back, there's less fish, the price was down, and the fish were smaller, so it was like a triple whammy for a local fisherman.
Hughes says for now these events aren't a major concern. When they say go fish, he says he'll fish. Biologist Kaler encourages anyone who sees dead birds on the beach to report them by calling the hotline at 866-527-3358. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.